So we want to make sure that those opportunities happen. But it was just a great blessing for us to go to the field there with the Harrises and Magdalena and be able to see something firsthand. I mean, it's one thing when you see something on a screen and you see pictures and you hear or see video and you hear a missionary speak about their field. We certainly saw that here in the missions conference, and you can get a great appreciation for that, but there's just nothing that can substitute for actually going and being there. How many of you have had an opportunity to go on some kind of a short-term missions trip? Amen. A number of you, and you probably know what that you know, that experience meant to you. It's something that you can't substitute. It was just a great time for us to kind of delve right into the work. We had opportunities to do some work, did a little painting. Ezra and a number of the guys, he did tile work in the church. We helped out a little bit with that, but we were able to just jump in and help that way. We had a lot of fellowships. Some of the things I'll be speaking about myself in just a little while, we're going to have all the men come up. And, of course, Brother WT not being here, they're still in Tennessee. And be praying for them. Be praying for Diane. She had that surgery just within the last 2 weeks, and so she's recovering from that. But we're going to go ahead and give our thoughts and the things that spoke to us. It was unique in so many ways. I mean, the first night in Mexico, I'm in my own room. The other men shared a room, and I thought I was in this corridor all by myself, which was a little creepy. Okay, I'll just say that. It seemed a little creepy, but then I thought somebody's moving in next door. I could hear him coming in, and then just in a short while, I'm hearing this rooster crowing. And so they moved in with a rooster. So I had a rooster next door to me. But, you know, I really thought about it. I thought, okay, that's probably a cockfighter, you know, so they were probably no doubt into cockfighting. So it only lasted for a couple nights, and I guess he must have lost because I didn't hear him after a couple nights. But anyway, that was just one memory. But it was great. It was great fellowshipping with all of the guys. We had a great time. But being around the Harrises and being around the people in the church was great. I'll save all that for a little bit. But we have a video put together. Hannah and Ezra put this together. So I think we're going to go ahead and start. We'll start with that. And let you take a look at this 8 or 9 minute video, and then we'll go ahead and have our testimonies. I'll have Brother Jordan come up first, and then we'll go one by one at that point. But you guys ready with that video? Okay, we'll go ahead and do that.
It's a little sunny.
Yeah, just the right amount of salt.
Thank you. guys got it finished up here. They only had 1 gallon of green and 1 gallon of white, so they got this portion painted. And then they've got most of this portion painted, but it ran out of paint. So that's looking much better. You still look like that. So that's looking good.
La que es prima de mi mamá que vive ahí, que va a la iglesia, Irma, que va a la iglesia allá a Navojoa. Y una vez, era un miércoles, y dijo, el domingo no pase por mí, le dijo mi papá, porque va a estar enfermo el David, va a tener calentura.
Así es.
Y siempre jugamos con eso. No voy a ir, voy a tener calentura.
There is a call that has sounded all over this land, and all those who believe have been given a chance to bring light where there's darkness. We have been called to bring hope where there's need, defending the helpless, protecting the weak is God's plan. So we must let it be known.
Some tables and chairs for tonight's convivio, fellowship together. We're cooking the pig already. We're getting some tables. Yeah, buddy. Might have to ride back here to hold on to. I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Vamos a buscar el libro de Juan, capítulo 10.
For Christ alone, and we will give our lives to let it be known, to let it be known.
Well, here's the restaurant we ate at. It's called Momos. I was going to get a video once I got the food so you could see it, but I already ate it, so. Pretty cool.
didn't know what to see on the video. I hadn't seen the video, but that last shot just kind of brought some memories back to me. Just those kids playing, just a lot of poverty. And I just looked at kids. They were just having fun. They didn't know they're poor. But you think about so many people to be reached, and I really appreciate what the Harrises are doing. I appreciate all our missionaries everywhere that we support. And that's why I say this opportunity that we have to maybe take on more, I hope that we'll be able to do so. So just keep that in prayer. All right, I had a great time with all of the all of these men. We just had a great time together. And so we'll just have them come up one by one. Brother Jordan, he's such a blessing to me. You come on up and give us a testimony about what God did in your heart. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. I didn't know they took that picture of me sleeping on the couch. But, yeah, that's right. Well, you know, that's the first time I've been out of the country and had to get a passport and all of that. But I guess the thing that struck me the most was their love for the people. You know, you could just see they have a heart to win the people there. And I know on Sunday morning, I went with Brother Harris out in the van to pick up people. And they go way out. You know, I was thinking, would I go through this much trouble to reach people? I don't know if I would, but boy, they just went way out. I mean, out into the, I don't know if you'd call it the boonies, but it was just way out. And when you're in town, you know, you've got paved roads and that, but once you get out there, it's just dirt and gravel. And I remember as we were going along, we came to, it's like a little river, and I thought, boy, I wonder what we're going to do here. Well, he just drove right through it. So I thought, well, okay, I guess that's how you do that. But we went way out, and we picked this one lady up, because it was mostly older ladies we were picking up. And I was sitting in there, and she was behind me. And I guess we were at the next house, and Brother Harris was out of the van. And she's trying to talk to me. And so I said to her, no Espanol? And she said, no. And I said, no. And then she's trying to talk some more. And I said, no comprehende. And she said, none? I said, no. And then she tried to talk some more. And I said something else that she said, nada? It's like, what are you doing here? You can't even speak a word of Spanish. And so that was kind of funny. We did that. Brother Reuben and I got to do some painting on the house, and that was kind of an interesting experience for the two of us, painting. And I think we did a pretty good job. Look, the green part you saw in the front, and then a little white on the top. But they really have a heart for those people. And that was encouraging to me. And Sister Harris, she was just waiting on us hand and foot, making breakfast and making really, I mean, good food, good stuff. And, of course, in all of the little places, you get the tacos and all of that. But she was making us some really good food. And, you know, it took a while to kind of get acclimated to it. It's very different than America. Even our hotel, I know I was with WT. It was a suite. He had his room and I had mine. And he said something to the effect, or to each other, we said, this isn't quite up to what we normally are used to. I said, no, I don't think so. But it went, you know, that part of it went well. And as we're driving, the first time we're driving down the main road, I'm seeing like these little places and they've got, you know, like chairs and everything. And I wonder what they do with these. And then as we went along, all of these places were little eateries, you know. They're making tacos and different things. And that was kind of fascinating to see all of these little things. And everybody down there is selling something. Even right down from the church, they got the clothesline up. People got clothes out there. And then I saw that all over. I guess they're trying to make a little extra money and they're selling stuff. But I was thinking of my wife when we were in that shopping area. It's so colorful because all of these garments and everything they have, just I was thinking about buying a big sombrero, but I thought, I don't know how to get that back. How would I get it in my suitcase? But everything was so colorful, and the people were so friendly. We heard some gunshots that one night, but I didn't see anything out of the normal. Even in the evening, I saw young girls walking up and down the street. Everybody seemed to be going about their business, so people were friendly. His church people were very friendly, and you saw the pig being roasted. I've never seen that in my entire life, but we went there, and I said, wow, check this out. So everything was just great. So I was really encouraged. It was a blessing for me just to be there and to see them, you know, working in the field. Amen.
Well, as you can see in the video, what? Buenas tardes. Yeah, mucho gusto. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I spoke Spanish, too. But I used to live down there. I moved down there when I was 15. I actually lived in Mexico from 12 to 17 years off and on. But so I lived in that town from 15 to 17 approximately. But I thought it was a great, great time hanging out with the guys down there. And it was fun because on the way down there, I sent this group text to my dad and everybody. And it said, basically said, if you need anything, the missionary's on here, so just ask away and we'll see if we can get it for you. And I said, but don't say anything bad because he's picking the restaurant, so just don't say anything bad about the missionary because he's on here. So that was really fun. But my parents lived in a different house than I lived in when I was down there, but it's nice, kind of more out of town. The one I lived in was right in the middle of town, just up the road from church, and it was really neat to see that they got that new place. And then Bill Jordan and Pastor got to paint it, which was nice and made it look a lot better. So it was funny, we're sitting at the breakfast table, my mom was explaining the color she wants on the house, and she'd already bought it, she has it there next to the table, and she was saying, yeah, all the houses down here are super bright and colorful and just really, really crazy down here. And so I was expecting the color in her can to be kind of docile and more American, but we opened it up, I'm like, that's the same color as like the neighbor house down the road. I called it pistachio green. Yeah, it was very green. But so they got that painted, and they ran out of paint, but that was all good. And then we got to, while they were doing that, we were at the church tiling, and we got some of that done, which was nice, and the church cleaned up, so that was pretty neat. And yeah, staying at the hotel, that was new for me, because usually I stayed in the house down there. But Joey and I got a room, and we walked in, we're like, what's that smell? And we couldn't figure out what it was, but it wasn't pleasant the whole week. But I couldn't blame it on Joey, because it was there when we got there, so... So, but it was okay, and we survived, and it was fun. And one night we had to take the church van and the truck were together at church, and it's getting dark, so usually don't like to drive at nighttime. But my dad's like, well, we could leave the truck at the hotel, and then we'll get it tomorrow. But the more the night went on after the gunshots and all that was that night, he's like, let's just drive it home. So I drove the van home, my dad drove the truck home, and then Joey's like, hey, before you leave, what's the password for you to get back in the room? Because I want to make sure it's you. I'm like, well, I speak English, then not many people do, so... But he's like, okay, give me a word. So I said, oofta, which is a word from Minnesota that just means like, well, oofta is what it sounds like. I don't know what it means. But and so I came back and knocked on the door, and I said, hey, oofta, let me in. And so he let me in. So that was good. That was fun. So, yeah, it was great hanging out with my parents and seeing them down there. Because when I went down there, there was nobody in the church. They didn't have a church building. And so the building you saw when I was down there, I helped pressure wash it from the ceiling down because it used to be a cabinet shop full of dust and dirt. So it was neat to see it all kind of getting tiled and people coming. And some people I've known because of door knocking down there, so I got to meet them. But it was neat to see this super friendly people. And they're super poor in Mexico, but they're super giving. The guy who made the pig roast, that's what he does for a living on the side. And he just wanted to do it for free for church. So the church helped buy the pig, but he did all the work for free and his wife and son. And it was really neat. So it was really fun hanging out with them. And the son of that, the guy who made the pig roast, is actually the guy that Pastor was in a picture with looking like he was soul winning to, except for they were buddies. And so they were, it looks like they're talking to each other, but they are, but they're not, he's not witnessing to somebody in Spanish, but as cool as it may look, but he was super nice. And that kid had his phone out and was translating on his phone to talk to Pastor. And so it was pretty neat. So it was neat to see my parents in the work down there and it growing, doing well. And they got to use the van that we helped buy them too. So that was really neat. You got to see that in lots of the videos and pictures. So that was really cool. So I really enjoyed it, and I would recommend. We called it Mission Trip 2023. So Joey's like, does that mean there's one for 2024? I'm like, well, it might as well be. So I guess we'll have to pick a different field or the same field. Doesn't matter to me. And maybe we'll get to go now that some of us have passports. So anyways, I had a great time. And yeah, thanks for supporting my parents. So.
Actually a great opportunity to go there, and Ezra actually pointed this out, but it's actually the town where they filmed the fourth Fast and Furious movie, so it's actually, me being a fan of that, it was actually great to go there, and I don't know what else to say, but like I,
what town?
Magdalena di Cino is the name of the town, but I would 100% want to go again. I was actually telling Brother Harris that I wanted to stay longer, but I had to come back, go to work, and all that, but yeah.
Was it fun?
What?
Was it fun?
Yes.
Amen. Like I said, all of the men were a blessing to me. Joey, you were a great blessing. Just watching what the Lord did in all of our hearts, and I saw it with every one of us, just the things that were revealed to us, the things that we saw, and yeah, I saw that with Joey, because I remember asking or saying to Joey, are you ready to leave tomorrow? We were on our last day, and he says, no, I want to stay, and that was a blessing to me, because God certainly did a work on each and every one of our hearts. I'm grateful for, well, some of the things that you may have already heard. I jotted some things down because I didn't want to forget just some of the memories that I had. Of course, I'm so grateful for the Harrises. I'm grateful for this opportunity that we had. They were so willing for us to want to come and be a blessing. And, you know, he was trying to make it, so they didn't want to be an imposition on us. We said, no, we want to come and be a blessing, whatever we can do. And he said, just by coming, you'll be a blessing to their people. But I think what we found out is their people were a great blessing to us. And I look at Brother Jordan and Joey and certainly Ezra, and I could speak for WT. And I'll say this for Brother WT. He sends his regards. He wished he could be here tonight to be able to give testimony as well. But their people, well, I'll get back to the Harrises. The Harrises were just great in opening up their home to us. Like I said, we stayed in a hotel. They were willing for us with the extra room that they had in their house for us to stay there. And I just felt like, no, we don't want to bombard them. But they were willing to do that. It was said about Mrs. Harris. She is just a great hostess. I mean, she just made us meal after meal, and she had something for us for breakfast, and we went over there and got to have great fellowship around their dining room table, and that was just great. And boy, she can cook. She just does a great job. And Brother Harris, so accommodating and such a blessing. But I think some of those were some of our best times, was just sitting around and talking about the ministry, or just talking about whatever was on our hearts. So we had great fellowship with them in their home, but they were just a great host in that way. I look at what, I watched them, and I just watched their love for the people, the patience. Sometimes I think I'm patient, and I realize I'm not always so patient, but I look and I go, no, oh my goodness. I tip my hat to them, just how they work with people and their love for people. So I was just taken by that. I know the sacrifices. I mentioned that this morning. There's sacrifices that they make. They don't want somebody to make over that with them. That's not what they're all about, not at all. But we see it. We see that they could live in this country and be doing very, very well, but they made a commitment to serve the Lord. And they've gone to a place where the Lord opened up a door, and they said, we'll serve you. And they've been there now, what is it, Ezra, 14 years there in Magdalena. And, I just appreciate the fact that they are just hard at it, what they do. Brother John brought it up, how they get in that van, and so many of the people in that area, so many people in that country don't have cars. So they're going around many times that he's going, and then Mrs. Harris is doing what she's doing, getting things ready, but he's going and picking up a whole bunch of people. We had the opportunity to go, but because of the van filling up, usually one of us just went, so I had that opportunity, Brother John at another time. But yeah, just the places that they went and going into some of the neighborhoods. And now there's some nicer homes certainly in Mexico, but then you go into some of these back neighborhoods and my goodness, you know, you're going up these, you know, these roads. You wonder what it'd be like if it starts to rain. Some of these houses are just shacks. And boy, shack is a compliment. To some of the way some of those folks are having to live, and you just shake your head, and you just see it firsthand. You see people out and about. Looks like, you know, everybody seems like they're fine. Kids are playing, but it makes me realize, and I've said it many times before, but it really hits you firsthand when you go somewhere. Is we do live like kings and queens here in this country. We you go to a store and you just get what you want. I mean, obviously through the pandemic, you know, we had to do without some things, and you know, we as Americans, we think we're going through persecution when our cable TV is on the blink, you know, but it makes you just realize all that we have. So I appreciate just watching them, and then the people, as I mentioned before, they're just a great spirit. We had a couple of different fellowships at their home. I'm so glad Ezra would sit right by me because I needed him as far as interpreting. There was a couple that, a man by the name of Jorge, he could speak English and Spanish, so it was good to talk to him. But just being able to have this back and forth conversation with folks. We went to Brother Martin. You saw it in the picture. We were in their home, Martin and Imelda. And they're a real blessing to the Harrises. He'll preach when Brother Harris is away. And God's working in their lives, but there's also some other families that are a real blessing to the Harrises. I just would encourage you, and I'm encouraged, just be praying for more solid, grounded believers that will be there, that will just help, the work. That's true of any church. You want to have people that are grounded and that love the Lord and want to get in and serve, and that's how a church goes forward. And so be praying about that. Again, the fellowship that I had with all of these guys was just great. We enjoyed it. We laugh about the hotel. When I got in that room, I was kind of off, away from the other guys. And I thought, well, that might be kind of nice. And then, like I told you, when it started getting dark, it seemed kind of creepy. I was kind of in this, it was like a cul-de-sac of rooms, but there was nobody around. And then I get into my room, open it up. I thought, okay, it looks decent. I closed the door and I could still see outside. And I wasn't talking about looking through the peephole, all right? I could see, you know, the door wasn't really closed, so I could see right outside through this. So I locked, fortunately it was a bolt lock and the regular doorknob lock, but it was no big deal. And then I had my rooster friend come a little bit later, but that was okay. I just prayed in the middle of the night when it was 3 and that cock is crowing. Like, all right, this is what it must be like living on a farm. And I just thanked the Lord, and it was great. He helped me to sleep through the rooster crowing. But it was just a great experience for us, and we really just enjoyed our time there. Preaching in the church, I've got that note down. That was a blessing. I hadn't done that before, so having the opportunity to preach, he asked me if I would be willing to preach. I said, I'd love to, and he interpreted. And it was, it's one of those things like that just doesn't, this doesn't look right. You know, the Hispanic looking guy is not able to speak Spanish and the white man is interpreting and speaking in Spanish. Well, that's what I have to go through all the time when we go out to eat Mexican food with Ezra right there and he's ordering in Spanish and I'm just saying, I'll have a taco, please. So that was great, and it was a blessing to be able to preach. So I want to thank you for praying for us and just being an encouragement to us and wanting to know everything about what we went through when we got back. You were all asking how things went. So I was looking forward to this night. Now, I want us to just turn real quick to the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 16, and just real quickly, just to look at a passage that goes that just connects all of this together. This is the Apostle Paul on their second missionary journey. He is with Silas, and they pick up Timothy, and they head off on their journey. Well, Timothy is picked up along the journey, and here in this second journey of theirs, it says here in verse 5 of Acts chapter 16, and I'll just read this passage and just make a few comments. But in Acts chapter 16 and verse 5, it says, "And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." They had already gotten through some of the cities that they had gotten through on the first journey, Lystra and Iconium and some of those cities, and they had encouraged the believers that had come to know Christ as their Savior. And it says in verse 6, "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia," so they're going to the north now, and it says, "and they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia," because that's the direction they were heading. But the Spirit of God spoke to Paul and said, nope, I don't want you to go that way. I want you to go a particular direction. And after they were come to Mysia, in verse 7, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. He allowed them not. Again, he put a detour and said, no, I want you to go this particular direction. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And so you see in these next few chapters what took place because of a change of direction that the Lord gave to the Apostle Paul. They ended up going through Philippi, and in Philippi they got to lead a lady by the name of Lydia to Christ right by the riverside. They saw a jailer get saved and his family. From there they go to Thessalonica and Berea and all of that in Acts chapter 17. But you saw what the Lord had done here. The Lord had taken the Apostle Paul and directed him, redirected him. And that's one of the things that I brought up before, how every one of us needs to be flexible and needs to be just yielded to the Lord and willing for the Lord to direct us whatever direction he chooses to direct us. May we be sensitive to the Spirit's leading. And so he took this call, and they followed it, and some churches were started, and great things happened. People came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So it just brings to my mind what we heard in this last missions conference, what we heard from the Harrises and from Brother Lopez and the Dodsons and, of course, the Martinezes. Is just they were willing for God to speak to them about where he would have them go. And many times, you know, the place where missionaries end up, that might be the last place they would have ever thought they were going. But they were yielded to the Lord about what he would have them to do. You know, Brother Harris, again, we're speaking about the Harrises because of this trip to Mexico. He grew up in South Africa. Eventually went to New Zealand over the period of time and were missionaries there. God pulled them off of there. They come. They're serving the Lord. They continue to serve the Lord until the Lord directs. They start a church in Bullhead City. And that Bullhead City, is that in Arizona? That's in Arizona, yeah. So they started a church there, and then they just waited on the Lord as far as what he would have to do, and the Lord opened that door to Magdalena. And so they've been there for 14 years, and he believes that maybe if the Lord opens another door, they'll go somewhere else if somebody takes that church to pastor that church. So that's what they're praying about, that someone will take that church and be the pastor of that church, and then they're willing to go wherever God leads them again. But I'm just reminded of how Brother Harris, the Harrises, and all of these other missionaries that we just had fellowship with in a last week, and those that we support, and missionaries that we don't support, how God just leads them and opens up doors to take the gospel where maybe the gospel hasn't been before, maybe it has, but to take the gospel where God has led them and to take root there and start a church and just take the gospel and reach their communities for Christ. And praise the Lord, somebody in a church around you and I was faithful to bring the gospel to us. Maybe we heard the gospel from our parents, but I didn't. There was somebody else who brought the gospel to me. And so might we be faithful to just simply yield to the Lord and be faithful witnesses unto him. And let the Lord use us as he would have us to be used. Amen? But I'm just so grateful for, again, the call of a missionary. And I tip my hat to the sacrifices that they make. They don't even give it a thought. They just know that's where God's called us. I think of, again, so many that we support that we'll just continue to be praying for them and lifting them up in prayer, reaching out to them, communicating with them, and letting them know how much we appreciate what they're doing. Amen? All right. Well, thank you, men. Thank you for those testimonies. What a blessing that was to me. And again, what a blessing it was to just spend that time with you. Looking forward to what the Lord has for us down the road. Well, brother, do we have a hymn that maybe we can sing at this point? Amen. Thank you, Brother Jason.
Yes. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand. We'll turn to 546. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.